You know, one of the things I'm always saying is that if this country is going to get better, if this country is going to go on the right path, we have to step up as a community. Veterans are the sleeping giant in this country, and it is time for us to step up. That's why I want to talk to you about the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. Now, you might have thought about the Citadel in the past as this Corps of Cadets, this military institution, but they have programs for veterans that don't involve you joining the Corps of Cadets, don't involve you wearing a uniform every day, and don't involve you living a military lifestyle. If you want to do that, great. But if that's not what you're up for right now after your military career, then you don't have to do that. And you can access some of the best programs in the world. The Citadel has some hot degrees in intelligence, tactical strength and conditioning, engineering, and project management. And there's five student type options for veterans. There's graduate college, there's evening undergraduate, there's active duty students, non-cadet day program, returning cadet veterans, and online programs. The academic offerings include undergraduate, graduate, college transfer, graduate certificates, and online degrees. Veterans have access to every single academic degree the college offers, and they have the most flexibility when it comes to their schedule. They can major in anything offered to the cadets and would take those classes during the day with the cadets. But then there's other programs offered in the evening or online, and graduate programs to choose from too, to make things so flexible for you. The U.S. World and News Report has named the Citadel the number one college for veterans in the South. And for veterans who choose to take classes on campus, they get to be a civilian student in a military environment. They don't have to wear uniforms, like I said before. They don't have to join the military culture of the Corps of Cadets. The atmosphere is a really good transition environment from military to civilian life. There's an organic mentorship that comes from taking classes with the cadets. The cadets want to talk to you guys. They want to hear your stories. They want to know what it was actually like to be in the military. A lot of these men and women are going to go on to serve as officers in the military, and they're going to exact change, and they need to hear from you guys. You also get access to the Citadel's alumni network. Like I said, this is one of the most illustrious institutions in the world, and when you join the Citadel and you graduate, you're part of their alumni network. That includes so many leaders. It includes so many business leaders, so many leaders from the military, and so many leaders from the government. The college's core values of honor, duty, and respect align with veteran culture. They align with who you are, and it's something that you're not going to get anywhere else in this country. There is tons of special assistance for veterans at the Citadel, and whether you're a veteran or active duty military personnel, you can take advantage of these programs. You also get access to the Veteran Student Success Center, the Career Center, the Academic Success Center, the Student Veteran Association, and all campus clubs. If you want to play rugby, you could do that. If you want to lift weights, you could do that. You get access to everything that the students get. There's fellowship opportunities. There's tons and tons of financial assistance. So if you're interested in getting a degree from the Citadel and building your life, head over to citadel.edu/veterans.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's a solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited, and we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason: to live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
All right, so it's that time of year again. All right, we're starting to think about the new year. We're starting to think about 2021. And for a lot of people, 2020 has been a horrible year. There's been a lot of people out of work. There's been a lot of people who have mountains to climb at this point. Right. And so we got to talk about getting things together. And part of that process, a lot of people do toward the end of the year and the beginning of next year, is goals. Right. And there's a lot of people who talk crap about New Year's resolutions. I'm not one of those people. I think if you've got New Year's resolutions, if you've got aspirations, that's awesome, right? And if New Year's gives you the inspiration to do that, then that's fantastic. But one of the things that people do when they're setting goals and they're setting New Year's resolutions is they look at the end game, right? So they look at, you know, I want to earn this much money. I want to have six-pack abs. I want to go on vacation to such and such place, right? And that's the goal, right? And they think only about that goal. What they don't think is about the process to get there. And that's where people get hung up, because when you start trying to work on it, you're looking at those goals every day and you're like, man, I'm not there yet, right? What you got to be thinking about, it's not necessarily that end game. Yeah, you should know what that is. You should have a target, but you should be thinking about the steps to get there. For example, you want six-pack abs. What do you got to do every day to get there? You got to get up. You got to work out. You got to eat right, right? And you need to know specifically what it is. What specific workouts are you going to do each day? What are you going to eat each day? You got to plan, right? You want to earn a certain amount of money. How much money do you got to save each week? What do you got to stop buying? What type of bank accounts do you got to set up, right? And you got to start thinking about the process to get there. You got to do the things every day to actually get to the goal you want to get to. And what happens is, it's not necessarily, hey, automatically you reach that goal. It's, oh, you know what? I want to get to this goal, so I got to do this today. And I got to set my schedule up around that, right? I got to set my task list up around that. And if we do that, then we are each day working slowly up that mountain, and it's no longer a mountain anymore. It becomes a small hill, right? And I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, because I think there's tons of people who overcomplicate this, but it's really as simple as that. Think about what you want and think about the things you got to do each day to get there. And if you do that, it's simple as pie. You don't got to pay thousands of dollars for a personal development program or anything like that. You just grab a notebook, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, lay your tasks out each day, and slowly but surely, you're getting to where you want to go. This is Chris Albert with the Warriors Hold Podcast. Happy holidays. I'll be at you next week with some more awesome content.